I just want to say good evening. Thank you for joining us. I feel that what the Lord has given to me for you for tonight is of critical importance to our faith and to growing in Christ. Anyone that wants to go deeper in God becomes a student of the Word, which can only really happen by way of the Spirit. Some people want to hear what this prophet says, or that prophet says, or that pastor says, or what that theologian says, and it all feeds the mind. But our need is to feed the Spirit. So as we partake of the Word in our private time with the Lord, it strengthens our inner man to move with the Spirit of God, to be submitted to the Spirit of God, to even create the hunger for a deeper relationship with Christ. So I hope to be able to bring that across tonight in a special way. I can tell you that as I was in prayer for you today, this afternoon, the Lord, I was crying so hard from the love of God for you. I thought I was going to burst. He very much wants you to know and understand that no matter what you're going through, His love is with you. His strength, His power, His grace, and not to give up. With that, let me pray and let's begin our study. Father, we thank you that you know your purpose and plan for us. Help us not to get lifted up in pride and to judge what you're doing rather than submit to what you're doing. Help us to understand that even in the storms of life, you are there desiring to reveal yourself to us. You, our Father, are reaching out with the earnest desire to bring us out of the world and into you. Oh God, help us not to look through the eyes of the flesh, but to raise up the love and the faith born of the Spirit. Oh God, you are the mighty priest. You, Yeshua, you are the mighty priest. I see you, I see you, I see you. And you're here with us, desiring to bring us through to the ultimate desire you have for our lives. Help us to humble ourselves before, oh God. The priest is so high, so powerful, so loving, so kind, so righteous, so holy. May we love him more than ourselves. May we desire him more than our own ways. May we come to understand the goodness and the glory of the Lord, even through our trials. Nothing can overcome us, but we can overcome all things if we stand in faith and in love. Christ, our priest, thank you. Oh, Jesus, it's beautifully unbearable for the way that you're here tonight. Thank you. Help us to see you. Help us to see you through our trials. Help us to desire you above all things. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're weeping. You're weeping. It's so hard to see tears fall from your eyes. But you're weeping for us because we're not handling this right. We're not seeing the love of Christ. We're seeing our problems and we're letting them become bigger than our faith. Thank you for helping us tonight. Thank you by your power for redirecting us tonight. Oh, the love of God. Oh, the love of Christ, who bore all of our sin, all of our fleshly ways, all of the world. That we might walk in the liberty of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my heart is overwhelmed with your love for these people, Lord. Your great and mighty love. How wonderful you are, Lord Jesus. How wonderful you are to know. How wonderful you are to be possessed of you. You're so good. Thank you for opening the hearts of the people, Lord, to let go. And let God. Goodness through and through. Goodness through and through. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You were here to overcome the priest of the earthly realm, that you might carry us into the might, the beauty and the power of your own priesthood. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Help us. Oh, Lord, in your precious name. Please turn to the book of Galatians. We're going to start at Galatians 5:1. My heart is so full, it's hard not to just stay in prayer, so please forgive me. And please be patient, we'll get said what God wants to say. Oh, Lord, love. May they know love, your divine love. May they walk in the strength, the joy, and the power. power of the Spirit of love, Lord. Help, oh God, help, help. Help us, we are so frail. Our flesh is so strong and our spirit is so weak. We need your strength. We need what you can give us as we drink the truth of the Spirit. And help me give the message that you gave me this afternoon. Oh. Fighting through so much. So help those. Help them. Oh, by your Spirit, strengthen them tonight. Help them to humble themselves in the mighty hand of God and receive from you what you want to give them tonight, Lord God. Help me to give this message. Please, Lord Jesus. Trials and tribulations may assail the beloved of the Lord. But they cannot overtake you if you will just cling to him. You will be the victorious one. Thank you, Lord. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. My dear friends, the beloved of the Lord, this yoke of slavery is speaking of the slavery to ideology or another person. Particularly meaning our leaders don't yield to the worship of any man. All men are men. They're not Christ. And we can all make mistakes. So look only to our Lord. Let the ministry encourage where they touch truth. But where truth is not flowing freely, protect your heart in love. We're not to be enslaved with ideologies or another person. Or our own perceptions of past, present, and future. If I could only tell you, if you had been raised in the likes of a prison camp, God is there. It cannot overtake you. It cannot demand victory over your right to freedom. in the worst of the worst, our Savior, our High Priest, our Lord, is there with you. When you pray, He's there to hear. His ear is open to you. You're not a person of no value. Sometimes the trials can get so great we think He doesn't hear, but He does. And He has a plan. And He wants to bring you into that plan. Don't fall in weakness. Wait Him out. He knows what it's going to take. He knows what He must do. I promise you, His love for you is so great from the beginning of your life to the end. One day to the Lord is like 1,000 to us. So He has known the beginning to the end of America before America ever was. He knew your beginning. He knew your end. The wisdom of God is the healing of the church. The grace, the mercy, the eyes that are open to the love that our Christ has for His people. Nothing is too big that He cannot conquer if you will only hold fast to Christ. We mustn't make perceptions of past, present, or future our Lord. And if we do not rise above them, forgive them and forgive the people that may at any point in our life cause the sense of oppression, then we make them Lord instead of our Christ. We cannot yield to that because it is our loss. That's what Satan wants. But it is not God's desire. His desire is to make you victorious in all things. I promise you. Here in this passage, doulos means the most abject slavery, such as in the USA past, where mind, heart, oh God, I'm feeling this, oh God, help, have mercy for the brokenhearted, Lord, let your mercy overshadow them, overtake them, and be their strength to come out from under the slavery that Satan wants them in. Heal their hearts, Lord. Heal their minds. Heal their souls. And heal their bodies. For Satan desires in every one of these areas, mind, heart, soul, and body, to bind you in the spirit of servitude. This is, my heart feels so broken for your heart. Don't let him win. He comes only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But walking in the love of God will make you victor over all things. His grace is able to help you arise and put the past in the past. For some of you, it's present. It isn't past. It's what you're dealing with presently. Dear friend, dear beloved of the Lord. Don't forget who your real love is, who your real Lord is. Don't forget. Don't forget the one that can deliver you from the bondage of the servitude. Even in the servitude, you can walk above it in the spirit and in the life of Christ. I promise you, it is true. It is so true. Arise, say no to the enemy that wants to keep you bound in the servitude of the torments or of the anguish or of the present sense of slavery. Jesus is your Lord and King. He is here to give you hope, to give you liberty, to give you strength to walk in it, to give you grace to see it, to see the hope in Christ. Please, for a moment, turn over to Romans 13:12. I'm sorry I'm under such a strong presence tonight, because he really wants to liberate you in something. I want to encourage you to let him do it. And don't pay attention to me. Just pay attention to the Spirit of the Lord that is flowing here tonight. Paul said that the night is far spent. The day is at hand. The day is at hand. What day? The day of liberation. The day that transformation begins to happen in a way you have been begging for your entire time in Christ. Let him have his way. Ask him, what is it that I must release for the preparation of the day of liberty? And then give it to him. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. My dear friends, the armor of light, the armor of light, you have no idea what that means, because the armor, the shield, the armor is not like the Roman army used to wear. This armor is living because it is Christ. Because it is living, it has the power to protect you, to direct you, to uphold you day by day. It is different than any armor you've ever seen. I wrote a book, I think we still have some, Putting on the Breastplate of Righteousness. You can order it from our office. We don't charge for anything, so I'm not trying to get money from you. I'm trying to get liberty into you. But even in that book, it touches on these things. But you have to walk higher and higher to know just how powerful it is. But at least it gives you a directive on how to walk and how to pray, how to live before God. And that's what my intention was when I wrote it. You have no idea the light he's calling you into. You have no idea how wonderful it is. The communion of the Lord is a part of this light. The fellowship of the Spirit is part of this light. Let it explode within. Let me tell you of a vision that I had many years ago. I rarely ever share it, but I'm going to share it now because for some reason it feels very important for you to hear. I saw Jesus as all man, and I had been praying for a long time. What did it mean that he was all man and all God? When suddenly he appeared to me, and in the first moment that I saw him from the outside and from the inside, meaning the soul. And he was all man. When suddenly God began, he pierced his soul with his own life. I saw it travel through his mind. I saw it begin to travel down into his appendages, his arms, his hands, down into the heart, the lungs, all the vital organs, down through the legs and into the feet. Then it rushed back up and right in the center of Christ. It came, and when it hit there, the whole Godhead exploded within him. I was speechless for hours in what I saw. This happened to him in the womb, but it is what he is asking for us to let him do in us. The armor of light prepares us for this. But you must turn away from the works of the flesh, the works of your soul, the pride and the arrogance that besmirks humility, temperance, and the essence of the Spirit. Put on the armor, and put on the armor of light. Let's go back to Galatians. Galatians 5:6. It says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. So there's nothing about our flesh that makes us more acceptable to God. But what? Faith, which worketh by love. It isn't faith. We don't rely on faith that beggars greater revelations. God gives that. We don't rely on faith for a healing and miracle ministry. If you're called to that, God gives that. It's not the pronouncement of glory that we have never experienced. No, God wants our life in Him, to be revealed by faith which works by love. So the foundation of it all is divine love. It demands humility. It demands meekness. This love cannot function. It cannot operate when we are lifting up the things of our soul, the things of our flesh, the things that we've always clinged to. Yeah, well, I've gotten 3 doctorates. I am mentally incredibly intelligent and knowledgeable about many things. Would you like to hear? No. What do you know about God? Where do you live in God? What is your university degree in God? Do you see the difference? Maybe your profession, you've caused it to become your very, not only your Lord, but your God. And you brag about it and brag about it. And God is saying, humble yourself. Circumcise yourself from the ways of the flesh, from the demands of the soul, from the ways of the world. Demand your spirit to arise and overcome the world that is in you, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, and to gain victory in the light. My dearly beloved, this is the way. It's the way He walked. It's the way. It is the way He walked. And it's the way He walks with you. It's the way He walks with me. If we're listening with the right ear, but we close the left ear, we're making a mistake. What are we doing? We're yielding to the ways of the flesh, the ways of the soul, the needs we think we have to be greater than others for any part of us. It's not the way He walked. When the brilliant of Israel and of Rome, the powerful of Israel and of Rome. Let's start at 5:5. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness. How? By faith. Faith that works by love. I can't tell you how important love is, how important humility is. If you look outside at a tree, the roots are humility. The trunk is love. And the branches bear the fruit of the Spirit. They were created for that. When we have been born again, oh my heart, I'm sorry, but it the Lord just keeps piercing my heart with this love for you. But it is not only a joyful love, but it's also a painful love. But the pain is because He wants to bring you through the cross you're bearing to the life of the Spirit. I'm seeing it right before me. He has been here through this entire talk. First as a priest. Now as the Savior, bearing what he had to bear to intervene, oh God, to intervene, to cut the power of death from taking you and to bring you into the life of the Spirit. He would have gone through even much worse if that was imaginable to do this, but he went through everything it would take to break the yoke of bondage, that you may arise in the life of the Spirit, the light of God, to teach you and to deliver you. Oh, my dearly beloved, please, please believe this. His Spirit is being poured out to us to help us see what we must see for the life he's willing to give, for the help he's willing to give and has given. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And then let's go down, please, to verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called into liberty. Freedom. Freedom from the world. Freedom from the yoke that is ever demanding of your soul, trying to drive you further and further from truth, further and further from the God who loves you. Liberty. Only use not this liberty for an occasion to the flesh, which is the mistake Christians make. He's trying to give you a higher life, but you use the liberty to continue in the flesh, while all the time you're saying, well, grace, he's a God of grace, he covers, of course he covers, because he loves you. He loves you so much. But please bow the knee, bow your head, and listen to the higher things of the Spirit, wherein he is saying, I want to take you from that of a child, where you're talking and acting like a spiritual child, and bring you into adulthood and maturity, where you really are humble enough to let the Spirit overtake you, control you, demand of you, even demand of you, that you may die, that he may live. So he loves you more than you can know. When you start making the sacrifices that he calls you to, you will begin to learn that you really in the flesh are nothing, but you are beloved of the Lord, and the Spirit wants to capture you for the sake of your happiness, joy, and communion with him. Verse 14. For all the law fulfilled in one word, even is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. When you're loving anyone, whether it's a family member, a whole family team, or whether it's the person next door, your friend, your enemy, when you have learned to love as Christ loves, You have become a beacon of light to His purposes. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This is speaking of unforgiveness, bitterness, criticism. The way you have to demean a person or people because of the bitterness in your heart. Give that to Jesus. That's a yoke of bondage. Give it to Jesus and become that beacon of love. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill